Welcome back to Eagles 360. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, Glenn Mack now with me here. And before we get into the Saints, let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule. It is not an easy one for the Eagles. The upcoming schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFLticketExchange.com. Well, Glenn, it's the Saints, and then it's the Giants, both at Lincoln Financial Field, a chance to start the second quarter off the season really the right way.
Well, yeah, you're one game behind in the division, shockingly, at 1-3. The Saints are 1-3 also. You know, I watched the Saints beat Dallas the other night. They looked pretty good, but the Saints are not off to a good start. They're beatable, and a lot of it is Drew Brees is not healthy.
And potentially the Giants, the best team in the division, and then at Carolina, they're undefeated. Tough game. But let's focus on the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. Drew Brees comes marching to town, and we begin at the quarterback position. Brees and Sam Bradford. Bradford finally getting that passing game on track down the field on Sunday. Drew Brees finally getting back on the field and leading New Orleans to the victory. Look, we've seen Drew Brees many times. Smart, accurate, good timing, doesn't make a lot of mistakes, but he has slowed down in his career. He is not the same Drew Brees we saw win a Super Bowl a few years ago.
Yeah, he slowed down, and I got to tell you, he's much more prone to turnovers than he used to be. I think he had 17 or 19 last year. He's thrown a couple of this year. Drew Brees does that more, and probably because of the rotator cuff, he's lost some zip on the ball, so he's not going to beat you on that deep out pattern like he used to.
But the Eagles, I don't anticipate a lot of fun in games with the defensive coverages because Drew Brees knows what you're doing. It's going to come down to basic, fundamental, good technique. When you have an opportunity to pick off the football, you do so. Eagles need to take advantage of some of those flutter balls that might come out of Drew Brees' hands. At the running back position, really it's a battle of two teams with three-headed monsters. We know DeMarco Murray, who had the big run on Sunday, and not much more. We know Ryan Matthews didn't get a lot of touches on Sunday after the big game against the Jets. And then Darren Sproles has done a little bit of everything for this football team. With New Orleans, it's Mark Ingram. It's Kerry Robinson. It's C.J. Spiller, who had the big catch and run against Dallas. It's a kind of an interesting combination of what the Eagles do and what the Saints do. A good backfield for both teams.
Yeah, a good backfield, although the Saints, like the Eagles, haven't run the ball. They're averaging just 3.4 yards a run, which is just about worst in the league. Of course, the Eagles know better right now. Spiller's the big play guy. He was injured. He's back. You're right. He made that big play to beat Dallas last week. He's a very dangerous guy out of the backfield. Ingram is better on catching passes than he is on running the ball, and I think that's what Brees wants to do. They don't have much of a running game. Like the Eagles, they throw effectively to their back.
And that hurt the Eagles against Washington, that quick release, the quick throw into the flat, the shallow crosses, linebackers, safeties. Huge assignment on Sunday. Now at wide receiver for the Eagles, Jordan Matthews leads the way, but there have been some drops this season through the first quarter of the season. That really has plagued the Eagles wide receivers, a group that Chip Kelly lauded entering the season. Depth, talent, size, good group, deep group, over the boards. Depth, wear down the defense, really hasn't happened. Although, for the Eagles on Sunday, good to see Riley Cooper go over the top.
Yeah.
Good to see Miles Austin go over the top.
Right, and Nelson Aguilar get involved on a deep play, and that's really what they got to do. It was shocking how well they threw the deep ball last week after not being able to do it all year. And I've said this every week, I want to see Aguilar much more involved, and maybe that's going to happen.
And for the Saints, Marcus Colston, still the big threat. Big body, not real fast, but boy, he's had a great NFL career.
He's had a great career. They keep thinking Brandon Cooks is going to be their guy. He was the rookie last year. He's averaging just 10.8 yards a catch. They've also got Willie Snead. He's a possession receiver. The Saints, other than their running backs, really don't have that deep threat that's going to kill you. They're more about short possession than they used to be.
And defensively, the stat that really jumps out at you with two teams who are statistically pretty even, the Saints without an interception in four games, and that's kind of shocking. Now they've had some players injured. Darius Byrd back on the field. Keenan Lewis, their really good cornerback who back in 2013 shut down DeSean Jackson in the playoff win. He is back in the lineup. So the Saints a lot healthier than they were in September, Glenn. And, you know, they played a good game against the Cowboys.
The Cowboys are missing a lot of guys. You can run on the Saints. Now, I know I think we said this probably last week against Washington, but the Saints are giving up 4.3 yards a carry. It's more than a full yard than the Eagles are giving up. We talked how much about the passing game and how that might be the future, but I really believe this is a week you can run on the Saints, and boy, wouldn't it be nice to see the Eagles get that, to see DeMarco Murray get unleashed.
Yeah, early and often would be a great theme for the Eagles fans who will be in South Philadelphia on Sunday. So that's our first look at the New Orleans Saints. When we return to Eagles 360, we're taking a little trip down fantasy lane. It's our fantasy spin, and that's coming up next.